Consumers once again spent less money.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Retail sales fell by 0.5% in June. That's worse than expected, and a second straight month of declines. And in another Commerce Department report out today, we found out U.S. business inventories rose less than expected in May. Analysts say merchants may be avoiding the buildup of stock if they think demand is going to slow down. Now, that kind of lackluster news plays into the Federal Reserve's worry that the economy isn't growing as much as it should. John Hilzenrath broke the story this morning for the Wall Street Journal. He's chief economics correspondent for the paper, and he's with us live from Washington. Hi, John.
Hi there. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. What are the rumblings coming from the Fed?
Well, so we're going to be getting minutes this afternoon from the Fed's last meeting in late June.
Yeah.
And what we're going to learn in those minutes is that they've downgraded their forecast for economic growth in the second half of the year and into 2011, and that they've started a debate. You know, they spent most of the beginning of this year talking about how to exit from their easy money policies. Now they're starting to wonder, maybe we should be doing more.
And you know, a lot of these a lot of the board is seeing the same information, right? I mean, is this a matter of interpretation?
There's disagreements at the board about what they're seeing and about what they should do. There are people at the Fed who worry a lot about inflation, and then there are people at the Fed who worry about deflation. The ones who worry about deflation, which is, you know, falling prices, they're starting to think maybe we should be doing more. But there's disagreements there, too, not only on whether they should, but on how effective it would be. There's not a lot they could do. Interest rates are already near zero. Last year, they went out and bought more than $1 trillion worth of mortgage bonds and treasury debt, and they could do more of that. But there's disagreements among these Fed officials about how effective that would be. Interest rates are already pretty low. There's not much more farther they could push them down.
The Wall Street Journal's John Hilzenrath with us from Washington. John, thanks.
Okay.
Let's do the numbers. Well, markets are up right now. The Dow up about 0.3%, 31 points, 10,394. NASDAQ and S&P up as well. European shares pretty much ended the day mixed, and Asian shares were higher today as well. Toyota now says at least some of the unintended acceleration crashes may have been the driver's fault. Even though Toyota's recalled 8 million vehicles, the carmaker now says it's found that the cars were not the culprit for most of the problems. Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports.
Toyota says it's finding that in most of the cases it's looked at, the driver was actually flooring the gas pedal instead of hitting the brakes. The U.S. government has also been investigating the alleged incidents of unintended acceleration, and according to the Wall Street Journal, it's reportedly finding the same thing. These findings will almost certainly help Toyota's legal case. The company's been sued repeatedly for incidents involving unintended acceleration. But that doesn't mean the company's home free.
That aura that Toyota had of bulletproof quality, invincibility, you know, best in class, certainly has been lost.
Marianne Keller is an auto industry analyst.
And just the mere fact that a panel has now determined that a good portion of these claims of spontaneous acceleration were probably due to driver error is not going to mitigate that.
And regardless of the latest findings, there are some real problems with Toyota's vehicles. Sticky accelerator pedals, floor mats that catch, software glitches. Those problems and the way they've been handled by the company suggest some serious management and quality issues that the company still needs to deal with. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, offering Save the Game, a financial literacy app for children designed for iPod Touch and iPhone, available on the App Store. And by Reputation Defender, helping doctors, lawyers, and small business owners monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. ReputationDefender.com/market.
Here in L.A., the Pasadena Freeway, or the 110 as we know it, is getting much-needed repairs and some cosmetic work, too. And in budget crisis California, that's raising eyebrows. Marketplace's Eve Tro filed this report.
The Pasadena Freeway hasn't changed much since it was built 60 years ago, with narrow lanes made for slower cars. Today, it's an infamous Los Angeles driving challenge. Just getting on it is harrowing. It doesn't have on-ramps, only stop signs.
All right, passenger has to be lookout, okay?
All right, after the second car here. All right, go, 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 go,
okay,
go.
Okay, okay.
My God.
Rico and I made it on okay, but that's just the beginning of this road's issues.
There's places where there's no fencing, there's places where there's no walls, where it just looks like it's abandoned.
Dolly Colorado has lived most of her life near this freeway on the east side of L.A. She's thrilled the government is spending $17 million to make it safer, with new medians and concrete sidewalls, because she likes the ride.
You can see the river, there's all this greenery, there's all these parks.
It's so pretty. The road's been named a National Scenic Byway. And that means another change. The Pasadena Freeway is going back to its maiden name, the Arroyo Seco Parkway. All the signs have to be changed. It's costing taxpayers $650,000. A lot of Angelenos say that's way too much, like Jackie Gibson.
Did we vote on it? I didn't. I mean, there's better things we can do with that $650,000.
But the California Department of Transportation says the money came from a grant earmarked only for this project. Judy Gish is a spokesperson.
Funds from the Federal Highway Administration would not be able to be diverted to be used to fund schools.
Resident Dolly Colorado agrees it's expensive, but she sees how the new, old name could attract visitors.
Open up Sunset Magazine and it's like, come to historic Arroyo Seco Parkway, you know.
But she says probably only tourists would call it that. Locals will likely keep using the road's least romantic moniker, the 110. In Los Angeles, I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
And finally, the state of Illinois has had quite the problem with Asian carp, an invasive species in its lakes and rivers, eating up everything in the water, other fish and fish food. Governor Pat Quinn signed an agreement to send up to 30 million pounds of the carp to China, where it can be served at upscale restaurants there. Said the governor, if you can't beat them, eat them. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.